shut up. I'm listening to Zdeněk's English podcast.
You're listening to Zdeněk's English podcast, by far the greatest English podcast on earth for English learners since sliced bread. My name is Zdeněk, and I'm your host.
Hello, everybody. This is me, Teacher Zdeněk, and welcome to the Teacher Zdeněk YouTube channel, or quite possibly Zdeněk's English podcast, because I may be publishing this as a podcast as well. Well, it's just me today. Normally, at this time of the week, I record what's called the interactive English, which is essentially a conversation that I have with one of the students, one of the members of the Achievers Chamber, which is the group that I have for high-level English learners. However, today it is just me. It is just me, and this is because somehow we didn't find a student for today. You know, it can get a bit tricky because there is no real schedule when it comes to recording the live lessons. By the way, I'm recording this live. Yeah. There's no real schedule when it comes to having the students on the channel. And it can be a bit difficult for me to make it regular. And that's because we've got several members who are really up for it, who really want to feature as much as they can. But I think sometimes they just feel like they feature too much or too often, and perhaps they feel a bit guilty, because the way I want this to work is that I would like to give an opportunity to shine to everyone that feels like they want to try, they want to have a go at this, right? And it seems like some people want to do it more than others. And sometimes I get this impression that certain people are a little bit too shy, and I don't want to push them too much, you know, because it may come across as a bit needy or pushy, or the effect could be that they get discouraged, which is something I want to obviously avoid. So, it's a bit of juggle for me sometimes, yeah? So in the Achievers Chamber, I tag the people, and sometimes I leave it to the last moment, which might be part of the reason why it doesn't work out all the time. But I think it's fine because, you know, it's okay. We just take a little break. Last week there was no YouTube live. This week is just me. And you know what? I may as well use this time to talk about some admin, you know, some stuff, which also is in the title of this video and on the thumbnail. And that doesn't sound very exciting, I know. Okay, I couldn't possibly come up with anything more exciting. What do you expect from me? I had barely just woken up because I had to take a nap since the weather has been, sorry, I have to say it, shit. Lately, it's raining cats and dogs, which is a phrase that apparently no one really uses, bar English teachers, except English teachers who use it all the time. And I'm an English teacher, so I think I'm justified in using this. So, yeah, it's really bucketing it down all the time, and it kind of affects my mood, and not just mood, but also my energy levels. Okay, so I feel a bit, let's say, out of energy, which is obviously the best time you should record something, right? When you don't have energy, the last thing you should do is record a live YouTube video. But that's me sometimes. Sometimes I'd like to do things which don't make much sense. It's part of the challenge or part of the fun or whatever you may call it. I don't know. It's just a bit random. But you know what? I do have to talk to you guys, to my audience, to people following me, and make a few announcements and talk about some stuff and ramble a bit as well to satiate my need for rambling. It's one of the last opportunities I can do it in 2023, so I have to capitalize on that, right? I have to take advantage of that. I can't let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Anyway, so one of the things I want to tell you is that I will be increasing the price of the Achievers Chamber membership. Now, I know you might be wondering, what the hell is Zdeněk? We didn't sign up for it. Well, don't worry. First of all, the people that are members right now, as of now, your price remains the same. And by the way, it is the same for anyone that joins the Achievers Chamber by the end of this year. That is by the 31st of December 2023. If you join by that time, you will still have the old price. What will be the new price? Let's talk about that later. But the current price is still available, obviously, for another 10 days. And you can find out more about that on my website, which is, of course, teachersdenek.com. Just click the Achievers Chamber where you will see everything about it. Achievers Chamber is a group for high-level English learners. If you feel like you don't have enough opportunities to practice English, if you feel like you don't have enough exposure to quality English, and really it's about mainly pushing you to speak. If you're one of those people who have a good level of English already, because that's who this is for, B2, C1 or C2 level learners, but you don't really talk much, and also you don't get regular feedback on your English, then this is your chance. I say regular feedback because what I do is that as I host these weekly events, and also some other people, not just me, it's not just me, but those that I host, of course, what I do is that I make notes about the members' English, and then every week I publish a members-only podcast, which is called The Feedback Podcast. And that podcast is only available for the members. And this is where I go through some of the mistakes and corrections and suggestions on how to improve people's English. And that's where I basically use my expertise as a teacher. Yeah, that's right. If you are watching this for the first time or listening to this for the first time ever, I am a teacher. I'm an English teacher, in fact. I teach English. I've been an English teacher for, well, as long as I can remember, really. I've graduated in 2011. Wow, that's like 12 years ago. And yeah, so I graduated from university. So I've got a master's degree in English teaching. Also, I took the Cambridge CELTA and DELTA courses. And I have taught in the Czech Republic. I've taught in England, London, and Dublin as well, and recently in Vietnam, which is where I am based at the moment. That's right, I'm recording this very video podcast, broadcasting this live, what have you, from London. I've just realized this is London? No. Vietnam, sorry. Vietnam, I wanted to say. I'm in Da Nang, which is one of the largest cities in Vietnam. And it's in central Vietnam, if you want to know more precisely. Also, as I said, this is happening live. So you do have an opportunity to post comments, and I may be able to respond to some of them. But this is not the main priority right now. However, it's very nice to see you guys. Thank you very much for leaving a comment. So that's the first announcement. The one related to the Achievers Chamber. Like I said, go to teachersdenek.com to basically read more about this. And what about the podcast then? The good old Zdeněk's English podcast, which is quite possibly this very video as well. I like to kill two birds with one stone. I know this phrase is not for everyone. I know some people prefer something less morbid, something less sadistic, but it is what it is. This is the one that is used the most, right? So to kill two birds with one stone essentially means that you like to do two things at the same time. No, sorry. You like to do one thing, but it will sort of have two different outcomes or something like that. Okay, anyway, as you can see, I'm still sleeping most likely. So my ability to give you definitions is not exactly, top notch at the moment. I could Google it as well. I could, search for it, but I somehow feel a little bit lazy. Do you sometimes feel lazy? Do you sometimes feel like you want to do absolutely nothing? Well, it's one of those days for me. But like I said, when I'm at my worst, sometimes I like to punish myself because I'm a glutton for punishment. And I decide to record a podcast, something that has to be done, right? But shouldn't be done when I'm at my worst. But yeah, sometimes you have to do that. Oh, by the way, I said this is being recorded as a podcast. One of the reasons for that is that I have to buy a new dictaphone, a new recorder. My good old Sony recorder, the silver one, has finally decided to kick the bucket. I mean, it's still working, but there's basically something wrong with it. I can hear some kind of static sound, and like the quality just is not what it used to be. So I bought a new one, and I turned it on. So I am recording it just to check the sound to see if I bought a good thing or not, a good product. Yeah, it looks stylish. It looks good. So I may as well use it for the podcast. But I could also use the audio from which I'm recording using this microphone. We will see, okay? We will see. I can make the decision later. We can cross that bridge when we come to it. Right, so what about the podcast then? The podcast still exists. It's called Zdenek's English Podcast, and this is something I've been doing for ages, right? For donkey's years, for a lot of time, maybe 10 years, I think maybe 10 years. I think I recorded the first Zdenek's English Podcast episode in spring 2013. So it's more than 10 years now, right? But this year, I am not as prolific as I used to be. A lot of reasons, mostly, it's been just too much for me. I'm just spreading myself too thin. I've got a lot of English lessons, a lot of projects. I've got the Achievers Chamber. There is another podcast that I have for learners of Czech language. So it's just a bit too much for me. And I have to prioritize. And unfortunately, I have to think also in terms of what actually brings me value. And at the moment, the podcast is pushed to the side a little bit. I have to be honest with you. I don't want it to be like that forever. Hopefully I will get back to the usual sort of frequency of recording the podcast. But I cannot promise that. But there are a few episodes in the pipeline. Notably, there's still part two of the interview with Rob, which I'm yet to publish. Hopefully I will manage that this year. And there's one more episode which I recorded with Cara Leopold. She's an English teacher who teaches English through films. So that might be interesting as well. But I just have to get around to publishing it. And which brings me to my next thought. When it comes to marketing, I'm still the same old. Yeah, it's still a struggle. I know some of you are English teachers. Some of you in the Achievers Chamber are also teachers like me. And there might be some people watching this or listening to this who are not in the Achievers Chamber and they are teachers. And you might be looking at me and like wondering how I do things or sort of wanting to find some inspiration. Or actually, some of you may use this as a sort of negative example, especially when it comes to my marketing. I know I shouldn't put myself down, but I just cannot help it. I'm a bit of a mess when it comes to marketing, okay? I should be more on the ball. I should be trying to look for more students. I should be trying to, find more sort of listeners, viewers, followers, leads, as they call it in marketing. I should grow online, yeah. And I'm trying, believe me, I am. But unfortunately, as I said, I do a lot of different things. And this is just the least enjoyable thing for me. You have to believe me. I love recording these. I love the creative process of it. I love coming up with different ideas. This is great. But when it comes to everything else, which is like the maintenance, writing texts, copywriting, editing videos, all that stuff, captions. Like if I were to sort of resurrect my Instagram account, which is another thing I need to talk about, it just takes ages to record reels, Instagram reels, and just to do the content properly and regularly. Oh, it's so tough. It's so tough for me. Yeah, I just can't handle it. And yet, I know I have to keep producing some free stuff for people, because how else would they find out about me, right? How else, you know, would I distinguish myself from other teachers? There has to be some free content from me. Absolutely. So this is one of the things I do. And, you know, I think it's kind of natural that I have a propensity to do these lives now, because it does save time. Yeah, because it's live. So I suppose, but there's no point, I think, in editing it anymore. It's just, it will be published as it is. No matter what happens here, if I end up saying some nonsense, it will just all be there. And that, in a way, it's kind of liberating. Does that make sense? Like, it is harder, right? Because whatever I use can be used against me. Whatever I say can be used against me. And if I make mistakes, it will stay there. And if I hesitate too much, I cannot edit out my sort of hesitations or when I, you know, stuff like that, when I stammer. I just leave it all there. You know what I mean? But that actually sort of liberates me, because I don't have to edit it, right? It's like less work in a way. Anyway, it's all weird, I know. So, so I'm not very happy when it comes to my marketing. It's just a mess. But you know what? I know I'm not the only one. I know there are other teachers who are going through exactly the same as me. It's some sort of inner crisis. It's like an identity crisis or something. Because you see, I love the creative process, as I said. I love the like making the content, like recording it. I love interacting with the audience. I love teaching. Oh my God, I'm a teacher at heart. But when it comes to like everything else, the maintenance, oh, I'm repeating myself, but I think you get my point. It's a bit of a nightmare. And you know, the thing is, the people that really make it, the people that really stand out, are those that put the effort into it, you know. And I can't always do that. I just can't bring myself to do that. You know, I should, because if you don't do this properly, you will be destroyed by the competition, right? But I have come to a point where I'm sort of okay with that, if that makes any sense. I don't mind being a bit niche. I don't mind being a bit sort of not everyone's cup of tea. You know what I mean? I just want people here that sort of understand my philosophy, my values, the way I do things. And I don't mind if people just decide to you know, go somewhere else. It's okay. Like this is all obviously based on freedom of choice or whatever it's called, you know. Everyone can do as they please, right? We live in this type of world that, you know, it's the algorithm, it's very ruthless, but in a way, you know, you can't really complain about it, because it is in a way fair, right? Because if I don't do things properly, if I don't follow the standard ways of doing YouTube, and if I don't use keywords and have a nice clickbaity title and shiny thumbnail, I don't stand a chance. And I guess it's the way it should be. These are some rules, right, of that. And it's the same with the Instagram account. So I've recently announced that I was going to delete it. But at the end of this year, I said, okay, I'm done, because I can't possibly keep it up. And I feel like the algorithm isn't working in my favor anymore. Because I, you know why? Because I started it as a personal account. Then I turned it into a business account, and I did I did change my niche a few times. At first it was football, then now it's something else. It's a mess. And the followers, they are just from all over the place. And it's not the right way to do business on Instagram. So, but then now there's another thing that came out recently. So StreamYard so far hadn't allowed to broadcast live on Instagram. Right now I'm recording this via StreamYard, which is a nice platform. I pay for this service, but I like it a lot. And it allows me to stream onto my LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And now it's also possible on Instagram. So this is one thing that may still sway me. I'm so tempted to start a new Instagram account or just stop doing Instagram completely, because it's just a little bit of a waste of time, in my opinion. But now I'm not so sure anymore because of this new feature of StreamYard. I feel like I might want to test it out first. You know, it's just, it almost feels like I could be making a mistake or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. If this video for some reason is a bit negative or something, I don't want it to be. I don't know. I just feel a little bit cynical today, a little bit. The weather is just not good. It's just raining all the time. And yeah, not everything is bad. Like, I've got a new website, yeah, teachersdenek.com. It's very good, I think, now. Check it out. There's some other positive stuff. We've got some nice, lovely members in the Achievers Chamber. And that is still, I think, going strong. So that's good. I've got my private students. I do some stuff here in Vietnam as well. So it's all right. But it's about just finding the right balance, okay? And I don't always know how to do that. Unfortunately, it's a little bit. I guess it's my personality, because I can get really excited about things quickly, and then I don't always follow through. Sometimes I do, and the projects work, like the Achievers Chamber, and sometimes it sort of fades away. So, you know, I have to find the right balance. Okay, I was also thinking that I could talk about a few recommendations since it's the end of the year. Maybe you might be wondering, Zdenek, have you seen any good TV shows lately? Well, not really. Yeah, I have decided to rewatch Breaking Bad. And anything you watch after Breaking Bad is just not good enough. That is my experience. So can't help you there. If you know about anything, let me know in the comments. But unfortunately, I don't have anything. I do have a few names when it comes to games, though, and or titles. I have played some really interesting games recently. Let's divide it into board games and PC games. So when it comes to board games, two games that come to mind are Chinatown, which is a nice trading negotiation kind of game for up to five people. A very, very, very good game. Check it out, Chinatown. And then there's also Dominion, which is the recent game that I bought. And that's a deck-building game. It's a quite an old game. And I wonder why it took me so long to actually get to this game. But finally, I did, and I really love it. I do play here in Da Nang with a few people face-to-face. Yeah, it's not online. But you can also play it online on Tabletop Simulator. Some of you may still remember that I used to develop a game or design a game called Kingdoms of Deceit. And I've taken a break recently from it in the recent years. But, you know, I want to get back to it. This is one of the projects. It's my passion project, right? Something I dedicated so much time into. And it's like my sort of one of my sort of like children, you could say. And I just need to find a way to simplify it in order to make it more accessible to wider audience. This has always been the biggest issue of this game. So I'm working on that as well, but it also depends on whether the old playtesters, the people that used to play Kingdoms of Deceit, are still up for playing this game with me and giving it another chance, right? Giving the new version another chance. Anyway, we will see about that later. Now, about the PC games. So, okay. I have talked about Baldur's Gate here before because I did one of the lives with Matthews. So that's a good game for sure. But the latest game I've played is Dungeons 4. And if you don't know what Dungeons 4 is, some of you may remember an old game called Dungeon Keeper, which is like a dungeon building game where you look after a few minions, you sort of level them up, you build rooms for them, and then you're trying to you are on the side of the evil, and then you have to fight the good. And it is pretty cool, and Dungeons 4 is a nice take on this genre because it is very lighthearted. You know, there's a lot of comedy in it as well. There's a fun narrator and a lot of parody as well. And it's a very nice game, Dungeons 4. If you're into strategies and you like this type of game, then highly recommend it, Dungeons 4. You can't go wrong with that. Yeah, so I suppose that's about it. Now, I can see a lot of comments here. Let me see if I can put some of them on screen. There's a comment from Monica. Hi, Monica. There's someone from Argentina here as well. I've never seen you here before, Eliux. El Mundo de un Player. Interesting name. Then there is Rogerio Sabino, also someone I haven't seen here before. And Max, of course, Better Call Saul, absolutely Max. It's also from the Breaking Bad universe. When I say Breaking Bad, I would count. I would put, of course, Better Call Saul into that group as well. It belongs to the same thing for me. The Wire, I think I've seen the first two episodes. And I know it's an old show. I know it's very popular. And I know it's a similar genre, so you are suggesting it because you believe that it could be right up my alley. And you might be right, but I sometimes have an issue when I try to watch something which is old. Of course, the graphics, do you call it the graphics? What am I trying to say here? What is it, guys? Help me out. Basically, the quality of the video, right, is not... Why do I say graphics is used like when I talk about games, right? The video quality is not that good, right? Because it's an old TV show, okay? So that sometimes puts me off, unfortunately, yeah. Anyway, Dungeons & Dragons, yeah, I'm aware, yeah, of course. That's what Baldur's Gate, by the way, is based on. And I like the idea of Dungeons and Dragons. I'm just not sure that I can commit because for that you need a group that you're comfortable with. You need people that are committed to the story. You need a good dungeon master. And I didn't get into it recently because it's also, you know what I like about the modern board games. I like the simplicity sometimes, the fact that I can just pick it up very quickly, I can teach it very quickly, I can replay it many times, right? When it comes to Dungeons and Dragons, it's just a different sort of kettle of fish. But I do have a lot of respect for that, of course, though. So we will see, perhaps one day. And of course, Helen, it wouldn't be alive without Helen mentioning code names as well. Right. So guys, I think we've come to the end of this video and podcast or what have you. It was a bit random, and that's what I expected. A little bit of admin and stuff, you know. What else would you expect here? And last thing I should say is Merry Christmas to you. If you celebrate Christmas, then enjoy it. Enjoy this festive time. If you are one of those people who are trying to avoid Christmas, like myself. I actually escaped to Vietnam to avoid Christmas last year, and I'm definitely staying here through this Christmas too. I am with you, and I totally understand. We may have different reasons, by the way, why we are not particularly fond of this time, and we don't have to go into that, but let me just tell you that you are not alone if you are one of those people who struggle throughout Christmas or during Christmas. I am definitely one of those people. And it's nice to be somewhere far away from the madness of Christmas, which Vietnam in a way is, but you can't completely avoid it because you still have like Christmas trees here in hotels, and in my language school there is a Christmas tree. My boss started playing Christmas carols. So you cannot completely escape it, but you know, it's better here, because here in Asia, of course, the Chinese New Year, the Tet, they call it Tet, is way more important, way more popular. Christmas is like something people have sort of adopted from the West, and they like it, but you know, it's not the traditional way, right? Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for watching this. If you like this video, for whatever reason, I don't know why you would, but if you did find it interesting, please hit the like button, and you can even post a comment. I should probably ask a question, but to be honest, I can't be bothered. Just leave a comment. I don't have a question. And if you're listening to this on the Next English Podcast, then why don't you check it out on YouTube, because you can actually see me talk there. And you can subscribe to the channel, and you can leave a comment there, which I think is a bit harder when it comes to the podcast, because you have to do that on different platforms, like on Podbean and stuff like that. Okay, before I go, I've got one question here. Who is the greatest footballer of all time for you? Was it the person from Argentina asking? Okay, now I should probably say Lionel Messi, right? Because I want to suck up to this person. I want to really please this person. And I will say it, but not because of that reason. I will say it because I genuinely think he is the greatest footballer of all time. I mean, the one thing he was missing was winning the World Cup. And what happened? He won the World Cup in Qatar. So now he has it all. Now he has done it all. Honestly, I think he can now retire. And I think for many years, we will remember this player for many, many, many years. And you can be proud of your football team, Elliox, because you're brilliant. Yeah. So kudos to you. And to Messi, he is the greatest footballer of all time for me. It's not Ronaldo. No. Although he's great as well. He is great as well. I give him that. Speaking of football, yes, I haven't been doing the football show lately. Again, it's just been a bit too much for me. So hopefully at some point I will get back to that as well. Anyway, guys, I'm done. If you want to join the Achievers Chamber, go to teachersdenek.com. If you want to hire me as your English teacher, just message me somewhere on social media or here. Leave a comment here, whatever. We can make it happen. Anything is possible. Okay. All right, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and all that. And yeah, have a good one. Cheers. And thanks for commenting, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com, where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber, and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.